Hallelujah. Back in the joys and the excitement of what God's doing, the deep way he touches us. Well, I want you to turn to the very end of the Jewish Bible, the Old Testament, book of Malachi. So if you're not sure where Malachi is, easy to find, just find the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Let's go back a little bit. Can't hear that online. The super kids are pretty excited to be going into their academy this morning. Malachi chapter 4. And verse 2. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings. And you will go forth and skip around, skip about like calves from the stall. Has anyone ever seen a young calf come out and dancing around? That's the expression God wants you to have when he touches your life. So, you know, it's pretty good that when God works, we can get excited and we can minister and we can work, we can dance, we can celebrate. But it says, remember, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in. I used to quote this, you know, sort of younger days. Sometimes I'd misquote it and say, you know, the Son of Righteousness. And I actually would think it's talking about the Son, S-O-N, like the Son of God. Son of God, Son of Righteousness. I thought it was like just another phrase for the Son of God. He's the Son of Righteousness. And I would say he rises with healing in his wings. Sort of thinking it's talking about an S-O-N son. I never really stopped to think that why he would have wings. It just sort of just went with the phrase, you know, the son of righteousness. But it's actually the Son, S-U-N, of righteousness. And it's talking about a picture of God working and rising above his people and like the sun rises. Now, there's something we've had special lighting in the sky the last day or so. Who saw the special lights in the sky? Put up your hand if you saw in the southern skies. It's like a green glow, multiple colours. I'm guessing, okay, you've missed it, people. And so did I, sadly. I didn't find out about it until 10 p.m. at night that it was all this stuff happening. I went out. Jay and I stood over in the dark easement trying to get as far away from any street light as we could and looking. I said, I think it's sort of greeny. Didn't really get the full benefit. Whereas other people during the night have seen great things in the sky because there was certain things happening in the atmosphere that brought colours. So I'm talking to the wrong crowd because you're looking at me like, what? Didn't know that was happening. Yeah, other people, you know, really keen. Anyway, but who here has seen a sunrise? Maybe I can go that way. At least you've seen a sunrise. All right, okay. You might not have seen, you know, the Northern Lights. This is what the Northern Lights, this is because it's in the south, this is Southern Lights. You've seen a sunrise. Anyone know where the sun rises? In the east. Anyone know where east is? It's that direction. If you're unsure, there's people. That's correct. That is the east. The sun will rise there. It will set there. And there's something about a sunrise. It's wonderful. It's magnificent. Anyone sat up and just enjoyed a sunrise before? One of the best experiences is when we went up camping up in Halls Gap to go out pre-dawn, set up chairs and the paddocks outside of our cabins out in the middle of the bush. No street lights for kilometres. You know, this is right out. This, you wake up in the morning, you come out, we have cabins. Christine actually says this is like real camping. This is like real camping. She says, we go camping at Halls Gap. I have to explain to people after she's talked to them, said, we have a dishwasher in our cabin. If that gives you a level of what camping is like for us, there's electric blankets on the bed, there's a potbelly stove and heater. So when we say camping, that's the type of camping Christine thinks, a cabin that's well looked up. But we go outside and sit around a campfire, so it's like true camping. We're roughing it because, you know, sometimes you don't even get good phone reception. It's just like you can't get phone reception. That's real camping. But it's amazing. You come out in the morning, and on the back veranda, there's little nuggets of they've been left by the kangaroos to say we've been here during the night. But they would come right up to right on the and just wander around right on your veranda. So it's right and all around the paddocks is eating. And you come out in dawn and dusk, and you see the kangaroos just, you know, from here to you, sort of just eating. And if you're very patient, you can actually come and pat them and feed them some grass. Hey, Mark, that's, you know, so it's good. Or bread, because they've got lots of grass. So give them a bit of bread, something a bit different. Here's some grass, they're like... Isn't it funny, though? You say, oh, grass. Haven't got that over in this paddock full of grass. We try it so often. So one of the great memories I had is sitting down, facing east, pre-dawn, and watching the sun come over the mountains. Oh, that's amazing. It's amazing thing about the sun, though, is I get to see it before I see it. What does that mean? You know it's coming before you see it. How do you know it's coming before you see it? It starts to light up. It becomes this little glow, and then the glow begins to shine, and then it gets bigger, and then eventually it comes, and then bang, you've got this white huge dot coming up in the middle. And the sun has risen, but before the sun rises, you've got this glow. That's what's being referred to in this verse. When it says, in its wings, it's talking about the sun's glory glow. The part around it, it's in. So I know the sun's coming because I see the light begins to glow. And then the light, the true sun comes. But it's... can I ask you this? Is it possible for the sun to rise without the glow? No, because that's what makes the sun the sun. The sun has a glow because it's the sun. Yeah. Imagine if you said, I want to see the sun, but I don't want to see the glow. I want to see the sun, but I don't want any of the light. I want the sun to come up, but not the light. It just wouldn't make sense. It'd be the most nonsensical statement. You can't have the sun and not the light. But I understand the light is not the sun, but it's the sun is coming, and I see it in the light, in the glow. And it says, the sun of righteousness will rise, and what's in its glow is this healing, this restoration. It's just what God brings with him. You know, people question, they say, does God really want to heal me? Does God really want to heal people today? That's like saying, does the sun really want to shine light? Does the sun want to have light? Does the Son of God want to have, does God want to come without healing? No, that's just who he is. When he comes and steps into a room, healing is there because he's there. It's what he wants to do. It's his desire to bring. And when it's healing here, it's not just talking just physical healing, though God is a physical healer. I love the testimonies we had a few weeks ago with Mark and Kirsty. How was your shoulder? This is always dangerous. I haven't asked her this. How is your shoulder? All right, let's get a microphone because the people online won't be able to hear. Come up here. Okay, let's give. This is. You can actually come up. Hallelujah. Because you know what? The Son of God has risen with healing in his wings. Yes. And so we didn't really get much chance to ask about this testimony. We sort of shared it, but it was a sort of brief. But you had damaged your shoulder, is that right?
I have, because I've had MRIs, and they've seen that the damage has been done over years and years, and they just said, that's what you're going to have to live with.
So they actually checked it out, had the experts look, and they said, just have to live with it. And what could you not do because of the damage? Oh, sorry. There you go.
backwards and up. So,
what before the God touched you, what could you do? Like, show me the level of what you could do.
That would be painful still. So I could use my arm to do things, but I just, like, someone might come and put their arm around you, and if they did that on that side, it would just set me off for the rest of the day. Like, right. I wouldn't be able to use
and
it.
And you would purposely try and not
lift
it very
high. Yeah, I
didn't
lift anything on that side. And I was told you won't be able to lift things above your shoulder. And, yeah, now I can lift up. And I rolled and cooked all day yesterday and, yeah, rolled a lot of icing. Yeah, used my arm, so, yeah.
So, and what was the turning point? You know, like, what medication did they give you? What happened?
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was on the front row and Sheridan had come over and said, I feel to stand with you. And she put her arm around me on that side.
Oh,
and I'm like,
she didn't know.
And I'm thinking, so I'm turning towards her thinking this is so painful. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to ask her to pray for me. And she did. And it was still a bit like, it was still like nothing had happened. And then when you were preaching about healing, I'm like, oh. And it was, completely gone.
So now you can do that?
Rotate completely, whereas I haven't done it maybe a couple of years because I got healed in that shoulder one night and I just, didn't take
it. So the doctors looked at it and said, you just got to live with this.
Yeah, there's the stuff that grows on it. Can't think of the word. Calcium had grown on it and that's what was causing a lot of the pain and swelling and,
So praise. Well, give God glory for that. Thank you. Hallelujah. That's because you say, does Jesus heal? That's just what he loves to do.
Yeah, amen.
He comes with healing in his wings. The Son of God comes, the Son of Righteousness. The sun shines and it's just an outflow. You don't have to separate it. You don't have to say, I wonder if God does, because that's who God is. It's like, so I wonder if the torch wants to give light. I wonder if I turn a torch on, whether it wants to give light. Well, if it's on, that's what it does. It's just who it is. It's the expression that it has. It's its natural flow. And I praise God we do live in a time in the body of Christ and in the era of the churches where that question isn't such a big thing. We were looking for a writing by E.W. Kenyon, a book by E.W. Kenyon last night in the library. Christ the Healer, but this isn't about that book. It was just the fact that we're looking for it. And while we're looking for it, I found some other books written in like the 1950s and some books by T.L. Osborne and others who are great. Some people that, great healing evangelists, minister in the 50s, 60s, 70s. So it was interesting looking, some of these books. So while looking for this one, I came away with a pile of 5 books to have a look at myself because I was curious. And T.L. Osborne had, the 7 Steps to Healing and written in 1955. And one of the key things he had to say was healing has not passed away. Healing is valid for today. And I was reading that thinking, well, that's sort of fairly obvious. And I thought, well, actually, in 1955, it wasn't as obvious. Because the church had managed to get itself into a place where they had separated the wings of God, the glow of God, with God himself. They had managed to take God and then cut off all the things that are part of the glow. They said, because that's not God, and so we don't need the glow. And they said, well, the glow, that was just to do with Jesus and his ministry 2,000 years ago. But now, and they took a scripture that says, when the perfect has come, and they used to say that was the word of God. When the Bible has come, we don't need all that stuff anymore. And thank God we don't live in those days anymore. There's not really the concept that God does not come with the glow is not that strange. But it just caused me to stop and realize, I thank God for that, that it's more normal. It's quite normal today to realize that when God shines, we can see all his glory and all that is in his wings. He comes with healing in his wings, and the church has learnt to embrace that and be open to it and believe that and put out our faith for it, because just the same as when Jesus was on the earth, it says he went to his hometown, but he could not do many miracles there. Why? Because they couldn't accept him for who he was. He was too normal. He was the Jesus that they remembered growing up as a child. He was the Jesus that they said, that can't be anything special. And it said they stumbled over him. They were offended by him. His normalness offended them. And so the Bible says that he couldn't do many miracles in his hometown, just heal a few blind eyes. Oh, I just love that. I just want to get to the day where I go and I say, what were the meetings like? You know, you went, you did a special meeting at church XYZ there, and how were the, it was good, but not many miracles, just a few blind eyes opened. I really want to get to the day when, there was something, we've got a breakthrough. Can get the prayer team on the line. We need breakthrough. We need to go to that church and preach faith to them. You know, next time I go to that church, I want someone to go in and teach faith for a month so that they're ready to receive, because, you know, they were lacking. Because all we could do was just a few blind eyes open. I want that to be how we gauge things. Just a few blind eyes. Oh, like those nothing miracles, just a few. Not the miracle ones where everybody. So I love the way, but it says that he went to his hometown. That was Jesus. He went to shine. Jesus went into their midst, and instead of being able to say, this is what comes in my wings, they refused to receive it, and they put down, blinkers, it's a type of glasses that blocks all the glare. What are they called? Polarized. There we go. You've been good today. You got calcium polarized. Good thing to have. Aaron's being helped. That wasn't. Oh, who did have calcium? Mark. Okay. Same row. It's a good row. Well, I got the three T's, so I'm also healthy. I was going to say calcium sunglasses. No. I've gone so far. Polarized. They you know, work so they don't get the glare when you're driving. Anyone got polarized sunglasses? Cuts out the glare. Also makes sometimes, you know, Jay and Jordan and I walked past a sign the other day, like a TV screen that's a advertising screen, sign, and we both, whoa! And we both realized, oh, we're wearing polarized sunglasses, and it really messed up that TV ad for us. Whatever the light was meant to do, it was like, and we both looked at each other, oh, it's our glasses. Oh, that looks a lot better. that ad with, because we took the light and filtered it and cut out everything and didn't look right. And Jesus, hometown, put on the glasses, cut out all the glory, and in the end they blinded themselves to what was really happening. They weren't actually able to receive all that was Jesus wanting to do. He says, because when I come, I want to bring the glow. I want to bring the glow. And you know one of the amazing things about the glow of God is people will see it before they see the sun. Often it's the glow they see first. Testimonies of God's good and working often are what come before you see the actual, who caused this? You know what I mean? So you've got Kirsty who can say, look at this! Look at this! And people say, that's good. Where did that come from? You say, now let the sun rise and you'll see where it's come from. All right? This is just the glow. This isn't the thing that we actually focus on 100%. This is what the goodness of God has done. This is what God has done for me. This is how he's healed my heart. This is how he's healed my mind. I was a mess. I was depressed. I was broken. I was so full of fear. I was so angry with life. I was so caught up in my addictions. I couldn't break free. But look what God has done. What is that? That's the glow. That's the glow. That's what people can see. That's what can happen. They can see what the results are. And then you shine and you shine. And then they see, it's not really you. It's Jesus. That's a good time, a good moment when people realize this is not the shoulder. It's actually the goodness of God. It's what God came for and what he purchased and what he paid for. It's what he had on his heart. It's his design. But I praise God. We live in an era where we are not having to say, God still wants to do this. We are not wearing polarized glasses. We are not cutting that part away from him. We're not saying, and many areas, the aspects of the goodness of God, his faithfulness, his provision for us, his kindness to us, his healing, his deliverance, all these things that sometimes, if you go back in certain elements of the church history, they actually said, people, you just got to endure and suffer with these things. It's just part of what we've got to hold on to. No, that's all. They're trying to take the glory of God and the wings of God and just say, well, we get real God. And God's like, you can't do that to me. This is who I am. This is my natural desire. This is what I come. The Son of Righteousness has risen, or will rise, speaking of the moment we're enjoying, will rise with healing in its wings, healing in its glow, healing in its after effects. It's out. And you should respond by skipping around and dancing and just enjoying the goodness of God. Hallelujah. We should get in the glow of God. We should enjoy as much as we can. Hallelujah. So I want you to stand with me. We're just going to enjoy God.